o'clock in the morning. Good morning, Master.
Oh, good morning, Jeannie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up.
Do you know it is 4 o'clock? That is even early for Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty special day.
Oh, Master, you remembered!
Well, it's kind of hard to forget. I mean, after all, I'm going up into orbit in a few hours.
Oh, is that all this day means to you?
Well, I say that's quite a bit. Unless the Russians have something up their sleeves, I'm the only man in the world who's going into orbit today.
So you have forgotten what day this is.
Oh, no, of course not. How could I forget? Happy birthday.
Is it your birthday?
No, isn't it yours?
No.
Oh, well, what day is it?
Oh, it is not important, Master. Let us forget that I mentioned it.
Yeah, okay, let's forget.
If I meant anything at all to you, you would have remembered.
Jeannie, I don't know what I'm apologizing for, but I'm sorry. Now tell me what's so important about today.
Oh, it was nothing. Today is our first anniversary.
Our what?
It was 1 year ago today that you rescued me from my bottle on the beach.
Well, now, what kind of an anniversary is that?
Well, I am sorry, but it is the only one I have. And you forgot it.
Oh, come on, be reasonable, Jeannie. There isn't a man in the world to remember an anniversary like that.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Well, happy anniversary. It was a year ago today that you rescued Jeannie from that bottle.
You see, even Major Healy remembers.
Christ, how did you remember a day like that?
Jeannie called me up yesterday and reminded me.
I've thought of a wonderful way to celebrate, Master. Why do we not go back to the beach where you first found me in my bottle? You can open the bottle and rescue me again. Would that not be romantic?
Yeah, that's the wildest thing I ever heard.
That is out of the question, Jeannie.
But why? I will get into the bottle and you will open it and rescue me.
Well, for one reason, Jeannie. They're sending me into orbit in a few hours, remember?
Oh, which is more important? Going on some silly ride or celebrating our anniversary?
You want my advice, you won't answer that.
Jeannie, when I come down, I will, I'll take you out to dinner and then we'll go to the theater and that's the way we'll celebrate our anniversary.
We are going to celebrate our anniversary on the island.
No, I'm afraid we're not. Now, you be a good girl, amuse yourself around the house. When I come back, I'll phone you. Goodbye, and happy anniversary.
Bye. If there's anything that makes me nervous, it's an angry genie.
There you are, Doctor.
Oh, General, we were having some trouble with the electrical system.
Troubles in the fuel cells, all checked out.
Oh, good.
How are you feeling, Tony?
Fine, just fine.
I wish I were making this one with you.
Next time, Raj.
Well, Major Nelson.
Sir?
Happy anniversary.
Did you say happy anniversary?
Yes, it was just 1 year ago today that you went up on your last space flight and landed on that island in the Pacific. Don't you remember?
Oh, yes, that anniversary. How could I forget?
Well, this time I'm expecting a perfect flight.
So am I, sir.
Look, all the rangers have reported in and everything's fine, so it's nothing to worry about. Watch it.
Field.
Watch it. Watch the nose. Here, Ken. You got that sign?
All right.
Come on, Tony. You got it?
Go. 10 seconds till final stage of rocket firing. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Fire.
Perfect liftoff.
What's happened to him?
His final stage misfired. He won't be able to maintain orbit. We're going to have to bring him down.
But it was a perfect launching.
I don't understand it. That's the same place he came down last year. Now, what could have happened to him?
I think he might have stopped off to celebrate his anniversary.
Ginny! Ginny! Do you know what you've done? Ginny, where are you? Look, I haven't got time to fool around. Jeannie, I can't play games. I am as sentimental as the next guy. Do you realize what this little gesture of yours is going to cost the United States government? Jeannie! Yeah. Oh, there you are. Well, you got a new bottle, huh? You got a different bottle for your anniversary? Come on out of there. You're not Gin.
I am the Blue Gin.
You mean there's more than one of you? You mean I opened the wrong bottle?
I have been imprisoned in that bottle for 1,500 years, and yours is a hand that freed me.
Yeah, I know. I've been through all this before. You're very grateful, and I can have anything in the world I want.
I have taken an oath to destroy whoever opened that bottle.
Wait a minute. Destroy? Why would you want to destroy me? I'm the one who just rescued you.
If thou had rescued me 1,000 years ago, I would have been grateful. But for the last 500 years, I have become angry. How dost thou wish to die?
Of old age.
Perhaps you would like to be fed to the sharks.
Do you have anything else?
You drop thee into a live volcano.
Well, you're getting warmer. And what else do you have?
I could turn thee into a flea and trample thee.
I have a little surprise for you, fella.
Anniversary, Master.
Ginny, I have a little anniversary present for you, too.
Oh! I'm the Blue Gin!
Oh, I found thee. You know the trouble with you, fella? You're hostile. Yeah, hostile. You didn't think I had a genie of my own, did you, huh?
Master,
all right, get him, genie. You're going to feed me to the sharks, huh? How would you like me to feed you to the sharks, huh? Oh. Throw me into a live volcano? You know, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a bully.
Master.
Get him, genie.
Oh. I shall take pleasure in seeing that you die slowly.
All right, genie. No.
I cannot, Master. He's the Blue Gin. He's the one who put me in my bottle 2,000 years ago. And he's the most powerful one of us all.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to meet you, sir.
I have searched for thee everywhere.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, well, you heard her. Leave her alone.
I have been thinking about thee for 1,500 years.
Hey, take your hands off her. You hear me?
Please help me, Master!
Bet I'll help you. Tell you the truth, fella, I don't take kindly to people burying me in the sand.
Oh, I'm coming back.
Ow!
I warn you, fella, I got a pretty bad temper.
I'm going to get rid of this one once and for all.
No, wait. If I go with you, will you spare him?
You will come with me willingly?
Oh, yes, if you will set him free.
Jeannie, I can't let you do that.
If I do not, he will kill you, Master.
Well, I can't let you do it.
It's the only way I can save you.
What'll happen to you?
Oh, do not worry about me, Master.
Jeannie, will I ever see you again?
I'm afraid not.
Tom, let us leave.
Wait a minute. Please let me say goodbye to her.
All right, hurry then.
Jeannie, what do you think of when I say Coco?
Chocolate?
No.
Vanilla?
No.
Beach? Uh-huh. Now?
Yes. Oh, hey, you did it!
I'm so happy. Oh, happy anniversary, Master.
Happy anniversary, Jeannie.
Oh, look out, Master!
Good girl, Jeannie. Look, I'm as hospitable as the next guy, fella, but this happens to be my house.
You tried to trick me. You shall be punished for that.
Please help me, Master.
Don't worry, I'll handle this.
That's annoyed me for the last time.
No! No! No!
Oh. Wait a minute.
All right, fella, that's it. You've done it. I didn't want to do this,
but you forced me to. I'm going to have to destroy you.
You destroy me?
Please, do not make him any angrier than he already is, Master.
He's going to have to worry about making me angry, Jeannie. I have more magic in my little finger than you have in your whole body.
Thou hast no magic.
Oh, yeah? I can command a whole army out of thin air.
Truly, it is an army.
How would you like me to throw you into a raging flood, huh?
I've never seen such magic. You are a greater magician than I.
You are brilliant, Master.
But I'm only beginning, Jeannie.
Fire. Oh, Master, I meant no harm.
One word from me and my army will destroy you.
Oh, please, Master. I meant no harm. Please, send them away.
Do you mean that?
Yes.
All right, down on your knees, you cur. I'll send them away on one condition.
Oh, yes, Master.
You get out of this house and you stay out, and don't you ever bother that girl again.
Yes, Master. I promise. I will never harm either of you. I promise. I promise, Master.
I'm not sure that I would trust this one, Master.
Don't worry about him, Jeannie. You know what's going to happen to you if you tangle with me.
Yes, Master.
And furthermore, if anything ever happens to this girl, I mean anything, I'm going to hold you personally responsible. You and nobody else. Yes. I'll send my armies after you.
Oh, I had a hunch I'd find you here.
You like you've never...
Boy, how could you hear yourself think with that television on, anyway?
The magic is gone.
Half the world's looking for him, and he's watching television.
Who's your friend?
He turned it off.
I am no friend of his.
He turned the television
off. Now you shall die. But first, I will learn the secret of your magic. How did you create armies out of thin air?
Armies out of thin... He thought you created armies out of thin air. Are you kidding? That's television. That's just pictures. That's not real.
Thanks, Roger.
Have no magic.
You better stop fooling around and get over the base. They're going crazy.
Please do not harm him. I will go with you.
Don't trick me before. I shall see that you do not trick me again.
No!
That is true magic. She is going back with me.
Wait a minute. Who is this joker anyway?
Roger, you better keep away from him.
Well, look, you may be bigger than I am, but I happen to be an expert in karate.
Roger, you don't know who you're tangling with. Roger. You don't know what you're getting into. Roger.
Dirty fighter.
Roger, what have you done with it? Roger.
Now, take care of you.
All right, go ahead, kill me, but don't touch the Nelson treasure.
Do not worry, I am not interested. Treasure? What is the Nelson treasure?
Oh, cut my tongue out. Forget it. Go ahead, kill me.
First, you will tell me about the treasure.
Well, if you promise not to say anything to anybody about
it. Of course I promise. Where is the treasure?
What treasure is that? Oh, yeah, the treasure. It's right in here. It's right this way. No. Right here.
Where?
Right here. See, this is the way we keep the Nelson treasure.
Now, wait a minute. This is too small. You're too big. You never get in there. No.
I have a way. If this is one of your tricks, you'll regret the day you were born.
All right. There you are, mister. That ought to hold you. Yeah. Oh. All right, Jeannie. Come on out.
Oh, Master, what did you do with the blue gin?
Oh, you don't have to worry about him, Jeannie. He's strong, but he's not terribly bright. I got him in here.
Tony.
Oh, take care of Roger, will you? Oh, those feathers tickles. Oh, where is he? I got him here in the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, do not worry about him, Master. I will take care of him. I will drop him to the bottom of the sea.
Okay.
Come on.
Gee, it's a shame to waste a perfectly good vacuum cleaner.
You are so clever, Master.
Listen, if you're so clever, how are you going to explain how you got back here? The whole Seventh Fleet is looking for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's easy. I'll just have Jeannie pop me back onto the island and let them find you. Won't you, Jeannie? Jeannie? Where?
I think she went back to drop her friend off.
Huh?
What's your next false move?
You're right. Oh, boy, what is my next false move? There's thousands of guys looking for me all over the South Pacific. Do you have any idea how long a search like that would last? This is going to cost the United States government millions. Roger's no way around this. I'm just going to have to go back to the base and level with him.
Level with him? You can't go back there and tell the truth. You think NASA's going to hold still for an astronaut who has his own genie? Now, forget it. Well, and good luck, huh?
Thanks.
And, bye.
Yeah.
Major Nelson.
Yes, sir.
But it can't be you. You're up there.
I was up there, sir.
I saw them launch you into orbit myself.
Yes, sir, I know that, sir, but...
The whole fleet's looking for you out there, and you're here.
I can explain that, sir.
You're going to. But you're going to explain it to General Peterson. Wait. Right here.
Sergeant. I want you to stand guard in front of this door. No one is to enter or leave it. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Any sign of them at all?
Negative, General.
Court, tell me.
You can call off the search, General.
Call it off? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Major Nelson. You won't find him there because he's in my office.
Do you know what you just said?
I said that Major Anthony Nelson is in my office right this minute, under guard.
He can't be there. He's 10,000 miles from here.
General Peterson, I know we've had our little differences about Major Nelson in the past, but this time there's no question about it. I've got him, General. And when he explains this, he can explain a lot of other things.
Well, I don't believe he's there, Doctor.
You don't have to take my word for it, General. You can see for yourself.
I'm warning you, Doctor.
He's under guard, General. Let's go.
You see, sir, I have this little genie that I carry around with me, and she wanted to celebrate our anniversary. Well, you know how genies are. No?
There are a lot of things in this world that we can't understand, sir, and this is one of them.
I am back, Master.
Where have you been, Jeannie?
Oh, dropping the blue gin off in the middle of the ocean.
Can you get it back?
Whatever for?
Because I want him to throw me into a roaring volcano.
Do you have any idea what's going to happen to me when General Peterson walks through that door? I won't be able to explain this if I live to be... if I live to be your age.
Oh!
I'm supposed to be in orbit.
Stand aside, Sergeant.
I've waited a long time for this, General.
Get us out of here.
Here he is.
Here, who is, Doctor?
But he was right here.
Sergeant!
Yes, sir.
Where's Major Nelson?
He's in orbit, isn't he, Doctor?
Anyone come out of this room, Sergeant?
No, sir.
And the windows are locked on the inside.
But he was standing right here. I said, but it can't be you. And he said, I can explain it, sir. And then I said, the whole fleet's looking for you. And then he said,
General Peterson, we've just picked up Major Nelson's capsule on our scope.
Where is he?
He's in orbit, right where he should be. Something must have gone wrong with our telemetry.
I'm ready, Master.
All right, Jeannie. Where would you like to go to? Well, you're the most beautiful thing I ever saw. Oh,
thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Do you like my new dress?
Yes, Jenny, it's just beautiful.
Well, I could not decide whether to wear this one or whether to... or this one.
You certainly don't have any problem with your wardrobe, do you? Oh, that's wonderful, Jenny, just wonderful. Where would you like me to take you to dinner?
Jeannie!
Say.
Happy anniversary, Master.
When you go all out, you really go all out, don't you?
Are you content, Master?
Content?
Well, who wouldn't be? A lovely girl, deserted island, wonderful food, and... Say, that wine's nice.
Oh, it is a very old bottle. I found it somewhere.
Jeannie?
What is it? What? Why? What are you doing? What?
Jeannie? Jeannie, what?
Oh, happy anniversary, Master.
Happy anniversary.